The Apple Marathon was back with hundreds of athletes competing in Kelowna on September 29. Racers took their marks at 7:30 a.m. in City Park to run either the half or full marathon along Kelowna's waterfront. Kelowna's Luke Jukes competed in his first ever race, running the half marathon with a visual impairment. Jukes is only able to see contrast, but with the help of the November Project Running Group, he has been able to continue running since losing his vision. "Running this was nerve-wracking," Jukes said, "especially right at the start because there's way too many people." The runner said it was hard to stay on the track and not run into others, noting he may need a guide for any future races. "For the running group, I just run behind someone. I watch their elevation changes, I watch where they're going and made sure I was with them. The challenge with this race, with the dark and light and the sun and shadow, the white and black shirts didn't work. There was the odd yellow shirt and suddenly I'm pacing behind someone who is running slower than what I want." Jukes completed the half marathon with a time of 1 hour 48 minutes and 25 seconds. Christ Lovig took the top overall spot for the women's half marathon with a time 1 hour 23 minutes and 3 seconds. In the men's half, Jeff Vogt had the best time at 1 hour 16 minutes and 1 second. Best in the full marathon women's division was Stephanie Brown with a time of 3 hours 2 minutes and 9 seconds. Richard Brown took the top overall spot for the men's marathon with a time of 2 hours 50 minutes and 58 seconds. The Apple Marathon included an 8-kilometer race that started at 8:30 a.m. The men's race had the oldest competitor of the day and the only runner over 80, Jim Lawrence, finishing with a time of 2 hours 24 minutes and 0 seconds. A full list of runners and race times can be found online. Learn more about the Apple Marathon and watch for details on next year's race at applereceseries.com.